The report basically says that the situation in Sudan now is passing through a very critical stage. And there is only 13 months and the comprehensive peace agreement is going to end. And if there is no convergence at the international community to support the two parties to agree on the remaining provisions on the comprehensive peace agreement, and to ensure that there is going to be elections, that the results of it is going to be accepted, then Sudan might slide into more violence, that it might retract the whole peace process in Sudan and jeopardize the stability.
Both the North and the SPLM signed an agreement to abide by the CPA. Some people say that that undermines some of the points in the ICG report.
Actually, it doesn't undermine it because this report is not written in the last 48 hours, but it is a report written based on a research that have been done on a couple of months. And the timing of it, yes, it's coincided only a few days after the two parties agreed on three issues, which we indicated in the report are very important for the two parties to agree. However, we do consider that these three steps are very, very necessary, and I think it is a plausible step by the two parties. And now what remaining and the challenge in front of us is that they flush out the details, because always the devil is in the details. There have been a couple of agreements before, and then they have been nullified. So what is important at this moment to maintain this kind of a positive momentum where the two partners, they start to negotiate, because before this agreement, they were not negotiating. They were totally apart, and they were very hostile to each other, and we could see very clearly that if that continues, the CPA might collapse. So I think it is a very important step, and it is very plausible and should be encouraged.
The report made specific references to arm raise, about both sides arming themselves to the teeth. Is that a worry? How do you expect the international community to play a role in this?
The international community needs to have a sort of a unified approach and to agree on an approach and a policy on Sudan. That is one point, because the divergence at the international level was not helpful for the implementation of the comprehensive peace agreement. Of course, the major responsibility for the implementation of the peace agreement, it is the two parties. But the international community should have played more a role than what it played during the last period. Now, at this moment, they need to come together and to work together with the partners to agree on the conditions for the implementation of the comprehensive peace agreement, and also to agree on the post-referendum conditions, and to agree that and to include it in a protocol which is going to create the major ingredients for the political interaction between the North and the South in a period of 4 years. If we do not agree, if they don't agree now, that will be postponing the problems for a later stage. This is one point, and the two parties definitely in the last period didn't work for the unity. And as they could see that the things were not going very well, of course, each one have got the right to increase their military and to organize themselves. Not necessary for war, of course, that each party have got their own right to review and to modernize their army, and specifically the SPLA. But part of that, no doubt about it, they are considering that there might be black days and they might return to war, and definitely at that point they need their army. So this is not a situation that it will lead to stability in SA. What is required now is a political agreement between the two parties, and it needs to be supported by a convergent international community.
The report also called on the United Nations, the African Union, and other blocs to agree on incentives and penalties to pressure Khartoum and to appoint one mediator to keep the process going. President Obama's government has appointed a special envoy who is currently talking to both sides. Isn't this enough?
Actually, what we think is that this is not enough, because the consequences and the ramification of a failed Sudan will go, first of all, it will go and affect the immediate neighbors and the continent. And therefore, the African Union is very important to play a role in this very critical period. This is one. But this does not mean that the efforts by the U.S. envoy, since he was appointed, that is not significant. It is very, very significant, and I think the recent agreement between the two parties is partly because of his huge efforts, and that need to be supported now with an international convergence where the African Union, together with the UN and the different envoys, involved, because there isn't not only one envoy, there are several envoys, and some of them are very important and part of the P5 of the UN Security Council, including the European Union, that they have to converge together now and to say, okay, let's agree on what is the priorities, what are the conditions that it will lead to stability until we reach the referendum, what are the conditions that it will lead to a peaceful referendum, and what are the conditions post the referendum that it will allow the two, which is the North and the South, to have a peaceful cohabitation and a peaceful coexistence, because the CPA did not discuss that. So this is a time that we need to discuss that based on the big assumption is that the non-politicized and probably including the politicized Southerners, if they go to the referendum, regardless of the conditions of the referendum, if it is 50+1 or 70% is the church or the 60%, that the assumption they are going to vote for independence of South Sudan because unity have not been made attractive for them.
Do you think that this report, it's cautioning both sides ahead of next year's general or national elections?
It is cautioning actually all the stakeholders. It is cautioning the two major parties. It is cautioning the Darfurian rebel groups. It is cautioning the people at the transitional areas. It is cautioning the international community, including the neighboring countries to Sudan, the African Union, the League of Arab States, and the United Nations, that the situation at this moment cannot bear more negligence or to leave just the two parties to go ahead, because very clear 5 years they were not able really at this critical point to have a breakthrough so that they can move Sudan to stability. And why do I am saying this? I'm saying this because even if there is a bilateral agreement between the SPLM and the MCP without a solution to Darfur, in other words, that Darfur is going to be accommodated in the political process, in the peaceful the peace process in Sudan, it will have a consequences even to the comprehensive peace agreement in the rest period. So therefore, there have to be a breakthrough between the two parties to agree on A and B, that we talked about it, but also there have to be a solution that is acceptable to all the Darfurians, and the Darfurians to play part, a genuine part, on the elections so that they can participate in the critical decisions that Sudan is going to go through post the referendum.